The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It is time for girls' high school basketball, West Home versus Cambridge, and here is Matt Croy.
And good evening from the dungeon. The three-seeded West Holmes Lady Knights, a record of 11-11, winners of two games in a row, playing host to the 12-seeded Cambridge Lady Bobcats, a record of 6-16, and they've lost five of their last six contests. It's all for the right to move on to next Wednesday's district semifinals. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with West Holmes head basketball coach Lindsay Belden on the pregame show on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. Check out this residential property located at 744 Diamond Alley in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $259,500. Come take a look at this newer three-bedroom, three-bath ranch home with a covered back deck and front porch on a dead-end street with little traffic. It also includes a landscape patio area and fish pond in the front, new AC and whole house generator, and spacious two-car garage with plenty of extra storage room. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at CoffinRealty.com.
Before the Tip is brought to you by MRV Siding Supply.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think copper-free hardware products at MRV Siding Supply. With copper-free hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all copper-free hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Well, alongside West Holmes Lady Knights, head basketball coach Lindsay Belden finished up the regular season with a record of 11-11 and also winning five of your last six games. Lindsay, we're kind of closing out the regular season strong. Talk about just kind of the way things kind of closed out and the way this team is playing right now.
Yeah, you know, we went through a stretch there for a while even after we got Breyer and Ave back, where we weren't playing very good. Just defensively, giving up way too many easy buckets. Weren't shooting the ball very well. Just not playing confidently as a team. And so I really think, you know, after our Strasburg game, we came in the next night and shot and just decided, like, they decided as a group, like, that was kind of the turning point where, you know, like, we got to get better. And, you know, after Strasburg, we talked about, like, no one knew joining our team. Like, it's you guys. So you guys are the ones that have to, you know, step up and make plays. And it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be anybody else. And so, you know, I'm confident in you guys, but you have to play confident yourself. And, you know, had a really good night that night and have been playing pretty well ever since.
Like, it says a lot about the group, doesn't it, Lindsay? Because they could have gone the other way, right? Just from a mindset standpoint, confidence-wise, and the fact that they will kind of dig down and say, we can get better here and do that. That says a lot, I think, about the group and as the team as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we could have, you know, after that Strasburg game, you know, we'd, I think, won one game since the new year and hadn't won very many games. And so we could have easily just said, this is how our season's going and continue to let it go downhill. So, you know, they kind of took that initiative themselves and decided, you know, hey, we got to turn this around, and we've done that so far.
Open things up this tournament with Cambridge, a Cambridge team led by Emma Kreis, and she's been an outstanding player for them throughout the course of the season. Talk about what you have to do against to kind of slow her down and this Cambridge team.
Yeah, she really impresses me. Watching her on film, just her ability to get shots off from perimeter, from the post, by driving, just really, really is very versatile. So we have to know where she's at all times. And, you know, all five players on the floor have to be able to defend her. And, you know, they have everybody on the floor. They're a varsity team. Those other kids can make shots. But, you know, she's their engine that makes them go. And so we have to kind of control her and not let her get comfortable and feel like she's, you know, being defended by three or four people at all times.
You got the chance to do this over the last several years here at Turbo-wise, but get to open up on your home floor. How critical is that?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that, you know, they were able to go after school to someone's house, be there until 5 o'clock and come back here at 5:30 and, you know, not travel on a bus to Cambridge or Indian Creek or wherever, you know. I mean, with us being so far away in our district, you know, you don't want to have to go to another team's school. You know, going to a neutral site's not great as it is, but, you know, going 2 hours, hour and a half, not what we want. So, and just the fact that we get to play here again and, you know, our fans support us really well, home and away, but obviously at home, you know, we're hoping to have a good crowd and just to have that, just that comfort of playing in our own gym.
Aside from all those things, Lizzie, is about just kind of carrying things over here for what this team has been doing here of late.
Yeah, I mean, we just have to, you know, we talked about with the scouting report and just in general, like, we've been doing little things the right way. There's been very few games kind of since we've been playing better in the last, you know, six games that we've gave up offensive rebounds. Our defensive possessions look really good. I feel like we defend and we rebound. And we box out really well. So those little things have to continue. And, you know, we talk about we've gotten to this point because we've done those little things the right way. And so we have to continue to do those regardless of what's going on. You know, whether you're down 20, you're up 20, those little things have to stay consistent.
All right, Lindsay, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's the voice of the West Lowell's Lady Knights head basketball coach, Lindsay Belder.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by MRV Siding Supply.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at keimhome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Stop in for the BOGO sale all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Armor Lunch Makers, Pilgrim's Nuggets, the Philly Steak Sandwich Steaks, Progresso Soup, and Brawny Paper Towels. All buy one, get one free. We also have Haagen-Dazs Ice Cream, Mayfield Sandwiches or Bars, Steak and Mangus Steaks, Red Lobster Seafood, Old El Paso Soup, Sunkissed Drink Mix, Quaker Mini Rice Trips, and all laundry detergent. Buy one, get one free. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Last season, West Holmes finished up with a record of 16-6 during the regular season. That would earn them a number 5 seed in the Division II East 2 District. They won in their first sectional tournament matchup on their home floor over the 15 seed Minerva by the score of 51-26. Then capture the sectional title with a 72-29 victory, and that was over Morgan, the 13 seed, also in the dungeon. West Holmes then in the district semifinals, they would get a win in a low scoring affair in the and a neutral site that time, 24-19, and a win over the 8 seed Dover before bowing out in a loss in the district title game to the top seed West Muskingum by the score of 54-38 a season ago. For Cambridge last year, they went 4-18 during regular season play. That earned them a 19 seed in the East 1 district in Division 2. They fell in their very first sectional tournament game, going down to the 2 seed Indian Creek by the score of 66-36 last season. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
West Holmes, a record of 11 wins and 11 losses here on the regular season. Kind of up and down year for them, but closing out strong at the end of the regular season, winning five of the last six games as they won three in a row in a span of by defeating a quality New Philadelphia team 46-36. Then went over Worcester 65-43, and that was in the dungeon. And also a road win over Mansfield Senior by the score of 58-30. They lost by 6 points to a very good Norway team on their home floor, 43-37, came back and won two straight to close out the final two regular season games, a 42-35 victory. That was over Loudonville in the dungeon, and also a win at home over Triway by the score of 59-45. West Holmes, again, that record of 11-11. Cambridge, a record of 6-16. Their six wins this year, a 64-39 win at St. Clairsville, won 64-31, and a home win over St. Clairsville as well, won 44-41 over Connaughton Valley on the road, and a 54-39 victory. That was a home win over Meadowbrook, won 44-42 at Meadowbrook, and also a 66-60 win on their home floor. Claymont. Again, Cambridge, that record of 6-16. West Holmes averaging 43 points per contest. Cambridge averaging 39.5 a game. Defensively, West Holmes giving up 42.7 a game, while Cambridge gives up 52.1 a game on the defensive end. Of course, West Holmes out of the Ohio Cardinal Conference, where Ashland captured their first ever OCC title in girls basketball history. They went 11-1. To capture the OCC championship. After that, it was New Philadelphia and Lexington tying for second place at 8-4 in the conference. West Holmes went 7-5. Madison 6-6. Mansfield Senior and Worcester each going 1-11 in OCC play. In the IVC North Division in girls basketball, Strasburg captured the outright title, going 12-0. Mentioned their fourth consecutive IVC North Division title. Then it was newcomers down at 7-4. Malvern and Buckeye Trail was 7-5, TCC 4-8, East Canton 3-9, and Connaughton Valley 1-10. In the IVC South Division, of course, Highland capturing the outright title at 12-0 in their 30th consecutive IVC championship. After that, Tuskegee Valley finished up in second place at 10-2, Ridgewood at 8-4, Sandy Valley and Indian Valley both 5-7, Claymont 2-10, and Garaway 0-12. Overall around the area in girls basketball, Highland finishing up the regular season with a record of 18-4. Center Christian, a solid year for them. They're 14-7. Loudonville, 13-8. Wayndale, a record of 11-11. Triway, 10-12. Danville, a record of 1-19. And Garaway, 1-20. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
This is the Division 4, not Division 2, Division 4, because the expanded divisions this year in the sectional championship game tonight in the dungeon. West Holmes, the 3 seed, playing host to the 12 seed Cambridge. Winner of this game moves on to the district semifinals next Wednesday at 7 o'clock at a neutral site. That'll be against either the number 7 seed Indian Valley or the 8 seed Philo. Upper half of the bracket in this district also has the number 2 seed Indian Creek playing host to the 13 seed Riverview tonight. Winner of that game will face the 14 seed Claresville next Wednesday, 7 o'clock at a neutral site. Back right alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. And again, we're talking about with Lindsay, and this West Coast team really playing some good basketball right now.
And that's what you want to be playing, your best basketball. It's the end of the season. They're healthy, and everything's looking good. Everything's sort of hitting on the right cylinders right now. So it's that's what they want, and it's going to be a good game tonight. It really is.
Taking on this Cambridge team, obviously a team that's going to struggle from wins and losses standpoint, but Emma Christ certainly a outstanding player, over 1,000 points for her career, so certainly a player Wessels have to pay attention to.
Yeah, absolutely, a four-year letter winner down there for the Bobcats, and she's a very good-looking player. She likes to get to rebound, and she can go coast to coast. I've seen her do that several times on film. Very athletic girl, but you cannot let her beat you by herself. So Cambridge is going to have somebody else sort of get into that talent pool, if you will, and score some points.
Aside from that, Don, biggest thing is West Holmes has to kind of do their thing today, right?
Oh, absolutely. West Holmes, you know, wants that up tempo. West Holmes wants to score in the 60 points, and they want to hold Cambridge down to like the 40, so, and you know, Cambridge would be okay with the slow game, but West Holmes does want that. They're going to be pressure from the opening tip off to the final buzzer.
We'll see what happens here this evening. Again, a reminder that the next game, the district semifinal game, will be next Wednesday against either the 7 seed Indian Valley or the 8 seed Philo, next Wednesday, February 19th at 7 o'clock at a neutral site. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have boys basketball Highlands at Lexington on the radio, and they'll also have the Mansfield Senior at West Holmes game on YouTube and stream too. So we'll have both those games for you tomorrow night on WKLM. And then, of course, more tournament action coming your way on Saturday. Girls basketball in the afternoon in Division 7. Highland is in action in their sectional final, airtime about 12:30. Also on YouTube, we'll have the Garaway sectional championship game as well at 4 Fry. And we'll hope to have boys regular season basketball Saturday night with, of course, West Holmes playing host to Maysville. Also coming away, and we'll also have IBC Showcase basketball on Saturday as well. Tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Middlesbrough. And we'll be joining the national anthem here live at the court momentarily. Again, tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's story line is being brought to you by Homeless Siding Contractors, just outside of Millersburg off State Route 39. Try the Viwenco line of windows with energy-efficient technology, and they will save you money on energy costs at Homeless Siding. Now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Starting tonight for the visiting team on the scoreboard, your Cambridge Lady Bobcats. Number 3, a 5'3" freshman guard, Cameron Moore. Number 13, a 5'7" senior wing, Chloe Sersern. Number 14, a 5'11" senior post, Cadence Haynes. Number 20, a 5'2" senior guard, Grayson Kinnon. And rounding out your starting five, averaging a double-double, a 5'10" senior wing, averaging 19 points a game and 11 rebounds a game, Emma Kreis.
Cambridge is the 12th seed, a record of 6-16, coached by Mark Smith.
And for your home team tonight on the scoreboard, your West Holmes Lady Knights. Number 3, a 5'6" junior guard, averaging 10.4 and 5.2, is Briar Klein. Number 10, a 5'7" junior guard, averaging 7.1 points a game, Zelina Proper. Number 20, a 5'2" senior guard, averaging 4.7 points a game, Jewel Brown. Number 21, a 5'10" senior wing, averaging 11.7 points a game and 6.8 rebounds a game, Aviana Yoder. And rounding out your starting five, number 31, a 5'10" senior post, averaging 5.8 rebounds a game, Greta Rollins.
West Holmes, the 3 seed, a record of 11-11, and they're coached by Lindsay Beldum in her 7th season. And tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by Homeless Siding Contractors, offering Provia exterior doors, professional crafted and customized to meet your needs in style. Call for a free estimate in home consultation at 888-725-6619 at Homeless Siding. Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. It is Phoenix Price back at the studio, and glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page. That's courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Aiden Garbrandt is working tonight's live stream coverage, as he is the producer of tonight's live stream coverage, and also working the cameras is Owen Garbrandt. So you can catch that on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage of tonight's game. Turn action here from the dungeon. We'll take another quick break. Come back to you with the opening tip after this on WKLM.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Westalls wearing their home white jerseys and white shorts and red nimbles in blue trim. Cambridge wearing their dark blue jerseys and dark blue shorts and also white numerals and white trim as well. For the Lady Bobcats jumping, that will be Emma Christ, the 5'10 senior. And of course, the senior comes in over 1,000 points for her career. And West Holmes gets onto the court now, getting set to get ready for the opening toss tonight in girls Division 4 sectional championship basketball. And jumping for West Holmes will be Greta Rollins. She's a 5'10 senior. And there is the whistle. And here is the toss. It'll be won by West Holmes. Going from left to right, here's Briar Klein. Klein to the right blocker. Layup off the glass is no good. Rebound by Briar Klein. Put back is going to be good.
Yeah, second chance points already for Brian Klein tonight.
Just like that, 2-0 advantage for West Holmes. They have the full court pressure on. Stolen away by Proper. Inside now goes to Aviana Yoder. Her shot left hand going to be no good. Rebound tipped around a couple of times and finally picked up by Proper. Proper's pass goes cross court and out of bounds. Turnover on West Holmes.
One turnover apiece for Cambridge and West Holmes.
2-0 West Holmes. Again, that full court pressure is on. Embedded by Kreis. It's grabbed in the backcourt. by Grayson Kinnon. Kinnon dribbles it against Joel Brown in the backcourt. Takes it three-quarter score, now across the half-court line. Kinnon with it high on the left side. Knocked loose by Brown. She's back down by Kinnon across the midcourt line. Good pressure defense by Brown. Posts it loose again. Kinnon dribbles it near the midcourt line. Her pass being grabbed now by Chloe Saracen to the corner. She'll pick it up. Pass inside and under the bucket goes to Emma Christ. Christ backs it in. She's double-teamed. Her shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Cambridge, but swarming defense by West Holmes right
now. Yeah, a very good double-team down there by Aviana Yoder helping Greta Rollins out.
Chloe Saracen, 5'7", senior wing to win Bennett for Cambridge beneath their own backboard. Her pass to the corner goes to Emma Christ. Dribbles it, left wing. Bounce pass goes out top by the Cameron Moore. Moore, the 5'3", freshman guard, dribbles it right point. Moore, back to Christ. Christ to the foul line. Picks it up. Double team, gets a shot off anyway, going to be no good. She drew a foul somehow, and they'll send Emma Christ to the foul line.
Yeah, West Holmes just sort of bailed her out right there. She was stuck, no place to go, about 17 feet away, and she was going to throw up a shot. They fouled her.
Yeah, it'll be a foul on Aviana Yoder, of course, her first team foul on West Holmes. Emma Christ, as John mentioned earlier, 5'10 senior, averaging 19 a game and 11 rebounds per contest. That free throw is going to be good, and Cambridge on the board for the first time tonight. 2-1 West Holmes, 6:51 to play, first quarter. That free throw's up, going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Aviana Yoder. Lady Knights basketball, Proper across the half-court line. On the right wing, Briar Klein. Klein dribbles at right point. Backs it up, shovels a pass down to Joel Brown. Takes the top of the key back to Briar Klein. Klein to the foul line. Into the corner now, three-pointer by Proper. Goes up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed inside by Greta Rollins. Rollins is a poke loose, goes out of bounds, and will stay with West Holmes.
Now West Holmes hitting the offensive boards early tonight. That's two chances now for second chance points.
You have that opportunity, and it'll be Proper to inbound. Her pass goes left wing now to Briar Klein. Back in the corner, three-pointer by Proper, goes up in the air, going to be good.
Boy, I mean, she gets set and ready to shoot that ball. It's just nothing but net.
They'll capitalize on that opportunity, that second chance. 5-1 West Holmes presses on. He'll be grabbed by Kinnon. She'll cross the timeline. Cross-court pass received by Cameron Moore. Moore thought about a pass and said goes right side back to Kinnon. Kinnon back out top to Cameron Moore. Moore crossover. Takes the top of the key. Picks it up. Down to Christ to the foul line. Spins around top of the key. Christ. Now three-pointer goes up there. Going to be off the mark. Rebound poked around. Chased down by Aviana Yoder. West Holmes ball. Here's Proper on the fast break. Proper to the corner. Bumped. Gets a pass off. Three-pointer left wing by Aviana Yoder. In and out. No good. Rebound fall for. Grabbed by Rollins. She'll put it back up and in.
Last fourth offensive rebound for West Holmes.
That's been big. 7-1 West Holmes lead with 5:38 to play first quarter. Timeout Cambridge. This is girls sectional championship basketball on WKLM.
At Pomerine Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerine is just around the corner. Find a location at PomerineHospital.org.
Again, stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Pomerine Hospital. We'll have all the area scores for you all the way until midnight. It'll be Cambridge ball out of the timeout. Full court pressure on again by West Holmes. And inbounded was grabbed by Cameron Moore. Moore dribbles it three-quarter scored against Briar Klein. Takes it herself across the midcourt line. And going to be a foul on the reach in by Briar Klein. Klein has her first second team foul on West Holmes.
That's what West Holmes wants to do, is they want to pressure you so hard that you'll make the error yourselves. She's got a little bit of contact there, though.
And this time, Cambridge will inbound it at side court. Chloe Saracen, the senior, looking to inbound it. Does so to Emma Christ. Has it on the right point. Christ dribbles the top of the key against Aviana Yoder. Still with the dribble. Now the handoff goes behind her to Cameron Moore. Moore back near the midcourt line as they spread the floor. Whips the pass to the left side to Saracen. Grab the foul line. Grabbed by Grace Kinnon. Here's Christ to the baseline, to the right block. Her shot off last is good.
Boy, nice, strong penetration move to the hole by Emma Christ.
She has all three for Cambridge. 7-3 West Holmes. Lady Knights ball. Here's the three-pointer by Briar Klein. Up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound to the corner. Picked up by Grace Kinnon. And she'll have it tied up. Good job by Yoder to get her hands on the basketball, but the arrow does stay with Cambridge.
This will give West Holmes a chance to set up a press if they so choose to do so. Doesn't look like they want to.
This time they're backing off a little bit, changing it up. Here's Cameron Moore, three-quarter score, 1-2-2. Trap defense, and Moore across the timeline, double team, and it's a pass off to Christ on the right wing. Christ to the foul line, to the right blocker, layup off the last, going to be good, got the bounce.
Well, I tell you what, good penetration, nice strong move again with Emma Christ taking to the hole.
She has 5-7-5 West Holmes. Lady Knights ball, here's Avi on the other to the baseline, does the pass aside to Grullis, runner up in the air by Proper, no good. Rebound grabbed by Cameron Moore. Cambridge basketball. Moore lost it and stole it away. Going to be a foul call, I believe, after the steal by Jewel Brown. And for Cambridge, their first team foul. Call that on Cameron Moore, her first personal. Cambridge has two turnovers so far.
Yeah, halfway through the first quarter, only two turnovers. They're handling West Holmes pressure fairly good.
7-5 Lady Knights, they had the basketball. Here's Proper now with it to the right wing. Around the foul line, Briar Klein, her 15-footer is no good. Rebound grabbed by Klein again. Bounce pass goes to Greta Rollins. Backs it into the right block. Hands it off to Briar Klein. Klein back to the right wing. Poke loose. She'll corral it. Klein drives to lane. Pass the corner now to Jewel Brown. Her three-pointer going to be way off the mark. Rebound to the 4-5-4. It'll be tied up. Again, hell ball. Arrow points to West Holmes.
That was a good job, Aviana Yoder, getting down on the floor, getting possession of that ball.
McRoy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast from the dungeon. Proper inbounds to the left corner, chased down by Briar Klein. Klein bounce pass to the right block. Avi on the Yoder, backs it in. Yoder, shot blocked inside. Rebound to the four. Grab by Jewel Brown. Three-pointer by Klein up in the air. Going to be good. She falls to the floor. Briar Klein has 5, her first three-pointers tonight. 10-5 Lady Knights. Cambridge basketball to the front court. Here's Cameron Moore. Moore backs it up near the midcourt line. 3.5 to play, first quarter. Moore, now left wing. Pass inside, going to be batted away. Grabbed by Christ somehow. Her shot high at the last, no good. Rebound to the four, going to be picked up this time by Cadence Haynes. Now the drive to the baseline, run up in the air, going to be no good by Christ. Rebound grabbed by Briar Klein. West Holmes ball and a 5-point lead. Klein with it, top of the key. Thought about it, now dribbles it, and surveys the defense. Her bounce pass inside goes to Aviana Yoder. Her shot up in the air going to be good. She got the roll.
Nice little roll by Aviana. Good post, good entry pass as well.
Her first two, 12-5 West Holmes. Bobcats basketball. Emma Christ with it across the timeline. Has it left wing. Dribbles it. Now gets a hand off to her teammate, that being Cameron Moore. Being handled by Jewel Brown. Moore near midcourt. Dribbles it left wing. Spinning around, pass out top, going to be deflected away, and a foul called on Rolls on the attempted steal on Haynes. That'll be the 13th foul, West Holmes.
Yeah, if she would have used her inside hand, her right hand, to deflect that and just let the ball fall, she'd have had a steal.
First personal foul on Rolls. Brown is out. Checking in for West Holmes going to be Kara McMillan, the 5'7 sophomore. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Fed and Ink Player of the Game, as that player receives a T-shirt courtesy of Fed and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Cambridge ball. Here's Grace Kinnon. Kinnon out top, gets the hand out to Moore. Moore, three-pointer, goes up in the air. It's going to be good.
Well, that's her first shot attempt. Good-looking three-pointer.
She buried it. 12-8 West Holmes. They had the ball. 2:15 to play in the first. Proper's pass to the corner to McMillan. Bounce pass inside, grabbed by Rollins, out top Klein, right corner Avi on the gutter. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound to the four. Chased down by Klein and can't save it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Cambridge basketball.
And once again, Cambridge only with two turnovers with 2 minutes to go in this quarter, doing a pretty good job with West Holmes pressure.
They've handled it so far. Full court pressure on again by West Holmes. Embedded to Moore. Corrals it, dribbles it, now herself across the timeline. Down the left wing, double team right away. Lost that and bounds off her leg. That will be a turnover, the third on the Bobcats.
Yeah, and I was just giving, you know, Moore some kudos right there. But a good double team by West Holmes got her on that sideline. Moore only a freshman, though, for Cambridge.
Absolutely. West Holmes ball in a 4-point lead. On the right point to Briar Klein. The left point back to Proper. Into the corner now to Kara McMillan. Cross-court pass goes to Klein. Her three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good that time. Rebound to the four is corralled by Bryn Eubanks, the 5'7 senior for Cambridge. 12-8 West Holmes. Bobcats have it. 1.5 to play first quarter. Moore now with it high in the right. Poke loose by Proper. She'll grab it, though. Goes out top of the pass to Cadence Haynes. Around the foul line, Kreis. Kreis lost it, but she'll be fouled on the drive to the basket.
Yeah, they're just going to have to actually deny Kreis the ball from 15 foot and in, because she's very strong. When she gets that ball, she's going to turn. She's going to try to take it to the hole.
They're not making it easy on her, but she's still finding a way to get to that basket.
Yep.
14 foul West Holmes. That'd be the free throw good. And first personal on Kara McMillan. Kreis does have 6 points so far out of the nine for Cambridge. 12-9 Lady Knights. That free throw's up. That's going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Briar Klein. Klein's pass goes front court to McMillan. Back out top, Briar Klein. Klein, three-pointer goes up in the air. It's going to be no good. Rebound. He is grabbed by Bryn Eubanks. Bobcats basketball down by three. Cameron Moore with it to the front court. Out top of the pass to Haynes. Dumps it inside now to Kreis. Kreis double-team, lost it, and knocked to the corner. Finally grabbed on the steal. And picked up by Jewel Brown. The fourth Cambridge turnover. Brown to the front court now. Get the hand off to Briar Klein. But they call her for traveling in the process. West Holmes has their second turnover.
Yeah, a little under control right there for Joel, uncharacteristic of her.
So it'll be Cambridge ball to inbound it near side in the backcourt. And Chloe Sarazen, good tonight defense by West Holmes, finally gets a pass off. Now back to her from Grayson Kinnam. Kinnam now dribbles it at three-quarter court across the timeline. Double team. And gets called for traveling. She's trying to spin away from it, and instead the fifth turnover.
Yeah, West Holmes doing a great job of funneling him towards the corners, and that's where they're trapping him at.
12-9, Lady Knights. They had the ball 43 seconds to play first quarter in this girls' Division IV sectional championship. On the left point pass to Klein, back in the quarter now. Three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be good. Knocked down from the far side by Kira McMillan.
That's the third West Holmes Lady Knight to hit a three tonight.
Her first points of the game, 15-9 West Holmes. Bobcats will beat the press. Here's Kreis. Nice pass inside. She'll find the teammate. Cadence Haynes missed the layup, though. Rebound back to Kreis. Her 18-footer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound finally pulled down by Briar Klein. 14 seconds to play in the first. West Holmes to the basketball. Out of the corner goes to Brown. Out top to Briar Klein. Loves it inside to Avion Yoder. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. Rebound grabbed inside by Kreis. 2 seconds to go. One. And that is going to do it for the first quarter. At the end of one, it's West Holmes 15 and Cambridge 9. This is girls sectional championship basketball on WKLM.
February is Career and Technical Education Month, and Buckeye Career Center is celebrating the power of hands-on learning with over 30 high school programs, including outdoor power, meat cutting, precision machining, and CAD. Our students gain real-world skills for in-demand careers. Want to learn more? Save the date for March 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for our spring open house. Meet our instructors, explore our labs, and discover both high school and adult education opportunities during this combined event. Learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall, where West Holmes was 3 for 10 from three-point distance for 30% shooting. Cambridge 1 for 2 for 50%. West Holmes 3 for 8 from two-point range for 38%. Cambridge 2 for 6 for 33%. West Holmes didn't attempt a foul shot. Cambridge, meanwhile, was 2 of 4 for 50%. West Holmes out rebounding Cambridge 11 to 8, and also 5 turnovers for Cambridge, 2 for the Lady Knights in that first quarter of play. Matt Coyle inside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast, all ready for the start of the second quarter. Winner of this game moves on to next Wednesday's district semifinals. Pass inbound for Cambridge, out top to Emma Kreis. Down to Moore on the left wing. She'll back it up. Moore working against Jewel Brown. A freshman guard, pass to the corner, knocked out of bounds by the tonight defense of Selena Proper.
Yeah, good job by Selena Proper running out there and was able to deflect that out of bounds.
And a inbound. It'll be Bryn Eubanks now, the senior. Her pass, grabbed by Kinnan, back to Eubanks, goes out top to Cameron Moore. Moore resets the offense. Crossovers to the left wing. Moore, three-pointer goes up in the air. It's going to be good again.
Two for two for Cameron Orr tonight from behind the arc.
At that same spot, she has six. 15-12 West Holmes. They had the ball. Roper's pass goes to the corner now. Three-pointer by Kara McMillan going to be knocked down again. She likes that spot.
Boy, speaking of two for two, she's two for two as well.
6 points for McMillan. 18-12 West Holmes. Fulker pressure on. Here's Christ. Bounce pass. Down into the hands of Cameron Moore. Moore dribbles it now across the timeline. It's that double team. She'll find her teammate, Bryn Eubanks, in the left wing. Out of Moore. Moore spins around top of the key. Out of the foul line. Moore drive. Bumped. Shot up. Going to be no good, but she drew a foul. Cameron Moore on the drive to the basket.
Boy, she turned that corner and had a head of steam going downhill trying to get to the hoop and got fouled on the floor, though.
He will be on the floor indeed, as you mentioned. First team foul, West Holmes, in the second quarter. That's going to be on McMillan, her second personal foul. And Cambridge down to win Bennett. Looking, pass, grabbed now by Kennan. Back to Eubanks, stolen away instead by Breyer Klein. Klein has it across the timeline, the sixth Cambridge turnover. Here's Proper, drive, bucket, layup off the last, no good. Rebound by Avion Gunner, her putback, no good. Rebound saved by Proper, lobs it right wing, and trying to save it, Jewel Brown can't quite do it. Westholz again hit the offensive boards, that time couldn't convert.
I'll tell you, I mean, just as long as he keep going on those offensive boards, those second chance points are going to become fruitful for him. It already has a little bit tonight.
The effort's been there, that's for sure. It'll be Cambridge to win Bennett. Chloe Saracen in the backcourt. Her pass grabbed by Kennan, back to Saracen. Dribbles it across the timeline. Met defensively by Breyer Klein. And it gets called for carrying, and there it was. Turnover number 7 on the Bobcats.
Yeah, just good man-to-man, half-court pressure is all West Holmes really needs right there.
Jewel Brown to win at it at side court. 18-12 West Holmes in the second quarter. Proper has it out top against the 3-2 zone defense. Three-pointer for the quarter by Breyer Klein is knocked down.
Boy, that was a deep three right there.
Nothing but net. She has 8 in her second three-pointer. 21-12 West Holmes. Ball inbounded, knocked out of bounds by Avion Gunnern. The Bobcats again will have to inbound it against that full-court pressure. And a windbound is Chloe Saracen. Her pass going to be grabbed by Moore. Another foul called that will be on Zelina Proper. Second team foul, West Holmes. And Proper has her first.
Yeah, which is not too bad just having one foul on here. But if you start to get another one right there, you might have to back that off a little bit.
And the full court press on. And embedded, going to be knocked away and stolen by Proper. Proper bumped, shot up, no good. She didn't get the foul call. Rebound grabbed by Cameron Moore. Moore stumbles, gets after it, now across the timeline. Has the poke loose, out of bounds by Breyer Klein. Will stay with the Bobcats.
Yeah, West Holmes doing a really good job of funneling down the sideline, and that's one place Cambridge does not want to go.
5:45 to play, second quarter. Embedded, deflected now, corralled by Grayson Kennan. Cannon works it against Brown with it high on the right. Now picks it up a bit too soon. Bounce pass goes out of bounds. Try to find Christ instead. That'll be the 8th turnover.
That'd be number 9, I'm sorry.
Number 9 turnover on Cambridge. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Middlesbrough and serving the surrounding areas. Color text them 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spouting needs. And whistle blown by the official. Checking there at the scorer's table. To stop play. We're at 5:26 on the game clock here in the second period. And we're adjusting that clock now to 5:30. Now we're ready. Embedded to the front court goes to Breyer Klein. Klein to the bucket. Gets the layup off. Going to be no good. Rebound. Going to be 5-4. Grabbed to the corner by Cameron Moore. Nowhere to go with it, though. And a timeout called by Cambridge. 5:23 to play first half. West Holmes a 21-12 lead. This is girls sectional championship basketball on WKOM.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Pomeroy Hospital. And it'll be Phoenix Price reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. And inbounded by Chloe Saracen in the backcourt. And deflected, grabbed, and picked up on the dribble. Pass goes front court to Emma Kreiss. Her pass inside, deflected. It'll be grabbed by Saracen and ricochet. Her shot no good. Rebound goes to Joel Brown. Brown with the other way now to Briar Klein. Has it on the right wing for West Holmes. Fine crossover. Here pass into the hands of Brown. Left wing now to Proper. Cross-court pass back to Briar Klein. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be grabbed by Joel Brown. Another offensive rebound. Now Proper with it. And shuffle her feet as she's trying to find an open teammate. That'll be a travel. It'll be the fourth on West Holmes.
Yeah, West Holmes is able to get offensive rebounds. Second chance opportunities. Just can't capitalize on those.
9-point advantage for West Holmes right now. 5 minutes to play, second quarter. And embedded gets that press over to Emma Kreiss. She'll cross the timeline. Dribbles the left wing. Emma Kreiss out of the corner to the baseline. Her shot going to be partially blocked. Goes out of bounds. No, actually it wasn't touched. Out of bounds, and it will indeed be West Holmes basketball. And again, that good defense by the Lady Knights.
Absolutely. Every time she gets the ball, there's usually somebody sitting in those gaps waiting for her stop penetration.
Nothing open for her, and West Holmes will have the ball. Proper's pass goes right side to Briar Klein into the corner to Eviani Yoder. Back to Klein, high on the right. She'll find Proper for a three-pointer from the corner. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Eviani Yoder, and she'll be fouled after she pulled down the offensive board. That'll be team foul number one for Cambridge in the second period.
That's Eviani Yoder's fourth offensive rebound tonight.
And again, gives West Holmes another opportunity. That was the first personal on Chloe Saracen. Proper inbounds it. Does so out top to Joel Brown. Brown to the right wing. Lost it on the floor. Ricochets to the far corner. Grabbed by Rollins. Down to Eviana. Out top, Briar Klein. Dribbles it to the foul line. Backs it up. Her cross court pass goes right side to Joel Brown. Out top, Proper. On the left point, Klein. Back in the corner now. A three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good by Greta Rollins. Rebound grabbed under the basket by Brown. And she'll be fouled on another offensive rebound. This time the foul will be called on Saracen, her second personal.
Somehow, some way, Jewel Brown always comes up with those those little offensive rebounds that you never really think that she's going to get. Smallest girl on the floor, and she probably has just as many rebounds as anybody else.
5'2", but she has a knack for it, no doubt. Ball embedded and grabbed by Briar Klein on the right wing. Out top, Proper. Her three-pointer up in the air. That's going to be knocked down.
2-for-4 tonight from behind the arc for Zelina Proper.
6 points for her. 24-12 West Holmes. Full compresses on. Grabbed by Cameron Moore. Dribbles it against Proper. Moore at three-quarter score. Poke loose by Proper, and that time got called for the reach-in foul. That'll be her second personal foul now, 13th foul, West Holmes.
Yeah, that's the reach-in I was talking about. That might end put her on the bench here real shortly. Got to learn to play that defense with that feet. Even though that ball's out in front of you, you just got to refrain from reaching in.
And got caught that time. Inbound and grabbed by Grayson Kenham. Out top to Emma Kreiss. Kreiss to the foul line. To the left block. Double team. Triple team. Her shot blocked by Evie on the other rebound. Greta Rollins. Here's Purple with it for West Holmes to the front court. On the left wing to Joel Brown. Brown drives the lane. Loves it inside. Goes to Rollins. Her layup no good. Rebound pulled down by Cadence Haynes. Now stolen by Proper, back to Brown again. And she'll be fouled as they'll force the 10th turnover now on the Bobcats.
Yeah, West Holmes, I mean, once that change of possession, West Holmes is on you just really, really super quick.
First team foul on Kreiss, 13th foul on Cambridge. And 3:24 to play in the second. And that by Brown goes to Eviani Yoder. Her shot off the last, no good. But she will be fouled by Cadence Haynes. And now Eviani Yoder will go to the foul line. Haynes her first, 14th foul in Cambridge.
This is West Holmes' first trip to the charity stripe tonight.
Eviana, 5'10 senior, averaging 11.7 a game and just under 7 rebounds per contest. 52% free throw shooter on the season. Free throw in and out. It's no good. She has 2 points so far tonight. Simply pull in and remain in your vehicle. Let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Second free throw is good. She'll split a pair. 3 points for Avi Yoder. 25-12 West Holmes. Fulker presses on. Moore dribbles it across the timeline. Has it out top. Moore to the foul line. Pass inside. Grabbed now by Cadence Hainser. Layup no good. Rebound to the four. Is chased down by Breyer Klein. West Holmes ball. 3:08 to play. Second quarter. On the right point to Avey on the under. Dumps inside Greta Rollins. Her shot left hand blocked by Christ, goes out of bounds off the Breyer Klein's hands, and it will be Cambridge basketball.
Nice little move by Greta Rollins. Tried to finish with the left hand, but blocked by Christ.
25-12 Lady Knights. Once again, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. 1-2-2 trap one by West Holmes. Here's Kenneth's pass cross court. Grabbed down to the front court to Emma Christ. Nice look inside. Goes to her teammate. Eubanks missed the layup. Rebound goes out of bounds and off the hands of Rollins, who couldn't quite corral it.
Yeah, I mean, Cambridge is getting the ball inside the key here lately and just missing those little bunnies.
Yes, they are. They'll have the inbounds pass now. Inbound into the corner. Goes to Grayson Kennan. Back inside. Now to Eubanks. Now to Kennan. She'll track it back down. Into the front of the court, the front of the half court line. A Cameron Moore now with the ball. Moore, crossover left wing. Out top with the Cadence Haynes. Back in the corner. Grabbed by Kennan. Her pass deflected. And it'll be a held ball as McMillan got her hands in the basketball. Arrow points to West Holmes. That'll be a turnover of the 11th on Cambridge.
Yeah, good defense by West Holmes. Starl started with that deflection.
And a wind band going to be Breyer Klein on the back baseline. So light full court pressure by Cambridge. As Klein now dribbles it. Into the front court goes to Kara McMillan. McMillan to the bucket. Her layup off the last is good.
Good. Nice finish with the left hand by Kara McMillan.
8 points for her. 27-12 West Holmes. And that grabbed into the backcourt by Cameron Moore. 2:08 to play and counting the second quarter. Moore across the half court line. Dribbles the right point. I guess Brown. Down on the left side. Moore, three-pointer, goes up for the air. Going to be off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Kara McMillan. West Holmes ball. Here's Breyer Klein with it. Klein to the front court. Takes the top of the key. Crosser pass to the right side to Brown. Inside Avey on the order. On the left wing now. And the three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound picked up off of that miss. Inside by Grayson Kennan. It'll be Cambridge basketball. Back in the left corner. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark now by Brent Eubanks. Holding on the board by Greta Rollins. West Holmes has the ball. Here's Joel Brown with it. 1:20 and counting the second quarter. Brown on that right point. Back to Breyer Klein. Back of the quarter now. On the dribble. Pass inside of cutting Joel Brown. Her layup no good, but she drew a foul. Joel Brown, that cut to the basket. Now she'll be at the foul line.
Yeah, the zone offense was getting a little bit stagnant there. There was no movement. So nice little cut by Joel Brown into the key for a pass.
15 foul on Cambridge in the second quarter. And that'll be on Bryn Eubanks, her first personal foul. Free throw by Brown's up in the air. That's going to be good. Her first point tonight. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the FedEx player of the game as that player receives the free T-shirt courtesy of FedEx Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Second free throw by Brown's up in the air. That'll be good as well. Buries them both. 29-12 West Holmes. 1:05 to play in the half. Embedded to Cameron Moore against that full court pressure. Dribbles it against Klein. Pass goes front court. Going to be received by Kennan. On the left wing, Eubanks. Back to Kennan out top. Now to Cameron Moore. Drive to lane. Moore layup off the last. He's going to be no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Breyer Klein. 45 seconds to play. Knights with it. Klein to the foul line. To lane. Her scoop shot off the last. No good. Rebound. Grabbed by Avion Yoder. Her putback is going to be good.
Yeah, Avion Yoder's fifth offensive rebound tonight.
And she has 5 points. Bobcats with the basketball. Ball knocked out of bounds by Joel Brown. And Brown, got to love her swarming defense throughout this first half.
Always love watching her play defense. That's her niche, and then she'll tell you that's her favorite thing to do.
You can tell. Playing hard out there. 26 seconds to play in the second. Ian Madden on the right wing. Grabbed now by Kennan. Over to Bryn Eubanks, and Emma Christ. Christ to the paint, 13-footer by Christ, no good. And rebound going to be corralled to the far side by Klein. knocked out of bounds by Christ after that, and it'll be West Holmes basketball with 15 seconds to play in the second quarter.
Well, Briar Klein hitting the boards tonight. I've got her now for 8 rebounds already this first half.
Good hustle by her as well. And 2-2-1 press on, passed across midcourt, stolen away. Cambridge ball, 8 seconds to go. Here's Kennan. Kennan to the corner, to the left wing. Out top of the pass down to Cameron Moore. Three-pointer by Christ up in the air. That'll be off the last, no good. Rebound, Briar Klein. That closes out the first half. Halftime score, it is West Holmes 31 and Cambridge 12. Back around the recap the first half for you on WKLM.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Slayball Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Slayball knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Slayball Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Slayball Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
It is halftime in girls Division 4 sectional championship basketball. From the dungeon, West Holmes has a 31-12 advantage. West Holmes led 15-9 after one, outscored the Lady Bobcats 16-3 in that second quarter. West Holmes a 31-12 advantage at the half. Lead the way for West Holmes in the first half, Briar Klein as well as Kara McMillan. A good lift off the bench for her in that first half. Briar Klein was 1-for-5 from three-point distance, also 2-for-6 from two-point range. Klein actually knocked down 2 three-pointers in that first half. She had a total of 8 points. Also, Kara McMillan in the first half of play. She would finish up for her, going 2-for-3 from beyond the arc and also 1-for-1 from two-point range. McMillan had 8 first-half points. And for Kara McMillan, the 8 points, just 1 point shy of tying her season high. Also, 6 points by Zelina Proper. She knocked down a pair of three-pointers. 5 points for Avion Yoder. Two apiece for Joel Brown and Greta Rollins, running out the West Holmes point total of 31. For Cambridge leading the way, they had two players that scored, and that was Emma Christ and Cameron Moore. Each had 6 points in the first half. As for Christ, 0 for 2 on three-point tries, 2 for 8 from two-point range, and 2 for 4 from the foul line. She had 6 first-half points, and also Cameron Moore was 2 for 3 from beyond the arc for her total of 6 points, and that was the total of 12 for Cambridge in the first half. Halftime score, West Holmes 31, Cambridge 12. Now with the final, the first half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. From behind the arc, Cambridge 2 of 6, 33%. West Holmes 5 of 16, 31%. Two-point field goals, Cambridge 2 of 13 for 15%. West Holmes 6 of 18, 33%. From the charity stripe, Cambridge 2 of 4, 50%. West Holmes 3 of 4, 75%. Total rebounds, West Holmes is winning that, 25 to Cambridge 15. Total turnovers, West Holmes 5, Cambridge with 11.
Individual rebounding leaders, Avion Yoder had 6 rebounds, but 5 of those came on the offensive end. And Greta Rollins had 4 boards, 2 at the offensive end. Briar Klein had a total of 9 rebounds, 2 came at the offensive end for her. For Cambridge, 3 boards for Bryn Eubanks, and also 3 boards for Cameron Moore in that first half. Halftime, a score of 31-12 lead for West Holmes. And West Holmes, as you talked about throughout that first half, Don, playing some great defense, but also hitting the boards.
Absolutely. Those second chance points via the offensive rebounds are going to pay dividends. They already have. And then West Holmes sort of rectified what they did in the first quarter. Christ was able to get loose a couple times in that first quarter to get some easy layups, and they was able to get to the basket. But there in the second quarter, West Holmes sort of put the clamps down on her. Every time she got the ball, there was somebody waiting in those driving lane gaps for her, and she wasn't able to do anything with the ball. She couldn't spin. There was 1, 2, 3 girls on her sometimes, and so good defense by West Holmes.
No points for her in that second quarter. Again, it leads to a 31-12 halftime lead for West Holmes. Again, the winner moves on to take on either Indian Valley or Philo next Wednesday in the district semifinals at a neutral site at 7 o'clock. Back around with the second half after this on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. Looking for a partner who will bring your vision to life? Tecton Engineering in Berlin is your go-to for civil, residential, and commercial engineering. Customizing their approach to suit your unique needs. And for creative design that sets your project apart, trust brick and banister design. Whether it's residential or commercial, they specialize in innovative design and construction drawings to keep your project on track, on budget, and exactly as you envision. Visit tecton-eng.com and brickandbannersdesign.com today. Call 893-0230. Proud supporters of the Highland Hawks and West Holmes Knights.
President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Reminder, tomorrow night we'll have boys high school basketball. Highland is at Lexington on the radio on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Airtime around 7 o'clock for that. And also have boys basketball for tomorrow night with Mansfield Senior West Holmes. That'll be on YouTube and stream too. Airtime right around 6:35 for that contest for tomorrow night. Girls Division 7 sectional championship basketball Saturday afternoon with Highland in action for that one. Airtime around 12:35 for that. And also Garraway at Fort Fry. Airtime around 12:35 for that. And also more boys basketball coming away on Saturday evening as well on WKLM. This game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication team of Aiden Garbrandt and Owen Garbrandt. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's game. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. VX Price is back at the studio. Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast, and all ready now for the second half of play. Cambridge has the basketball going from left to right in the dungeon. And the dribble now with it high on the right side. With it is Chloe Sarazen, working against Briar Klein. Now to Emma Kreis. Kreis to the baseline, to the right block, double team, triple team. Herschel Athalas is good.
Boy, she worked for that. Nice little move by Kreis, though.
She has 8 points, her first point since the first quarter. 31-14 West Holmes, they had the ball. Going from right to left with it here in the second half. Now to the on the underpass inside, deflected high in the air, and out of bounds off of Cambridge. West Holmes will keep the ball.
Yeah, Cambridge could have used that to turn over, get that momentum, yeah. Keep going their way.
Couldn't do it, and now West Holmes is Briar Klein who met it on that far side corner. Her pass to Proper. Dribbles at the top of the key. Down to the left wing. Around the foul line, Briar Klein. Dribbles it. Klein, layup. Going to be knocked away, but she was fouled on the arm. It'll send Klein to the foul line.
Yeah, West Holmes has found that soft spot in that zone defense right now, and it's right between about halfway through the key to the free throw line. Briar Klein, nice little flash.
Second personal on Cadence Haynes. First team foul on Cambridge. Klein, the free throw is up in the air. Going to be good. 9 points now for Briar Klein. And Klein, a 5'6 junior guard, averaging 10.5 a game and just over 5 rebounds per contest. 60% free throw shooter. She makes them both right there. 10 points for Klein. 33-14 West Holmes. Klein in double figures for the 14th time this season. And then against the press and stolen away by Proper. Her pass goes to Avion Yoder. Backs it into the right block. On the left wing, back to Proper. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be grabbed by Joel Brown, though, again. Inside goes to Yoder. Her shot no good. Rebound by Greta Rollis. Back to Avion Yoder on the right block. Spins around. Her shot going to be blocked inside by Kreis. Rebound fought for and picked up by Brown out top. Back to Proper on the left wing. Her 15-footer's up there. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound finally grabbed by Emma Kreis. Cambridge ball the other way. Wessels a lot of chances. Couldn't convert. Kreis to the right block. Double team. Her shot off the last. No good. Rebound. Grabbed by Proper. Wessels with it the other way. Proper on the fast break. To the bucket. Pass across the lane. Off the hands of Joel Brown. Couldn't corral the ball. And out of bounds, West Holmes will have their sixth turnover.
Yeah, West Holmes. A little bit of overpassing right there. Zelina should have went up and tried to finish that on her own.
Full court press is on by West Holmes. Embedded to Cameron Moore. Moore spins around against Proper in the backcourt. 33-14 West Holmes. Moore nowhere to go with it. Dribbles it. Gets a pass off now to Emma Kreis. And going to be a 10-second violation by the time she grabbed the ball. The 13th Cambridge turnover.
Wow, West Holmes did a good job not really even pressuring her and double-teaming her. Just keeping her in front. Make her going back and forth. Did a good job. 10-second count.
West Holmes with it at side court. Embedded by Brown. Goes to Zelina Proper. Into the quarter now to Credit Wallace. Back to Proper. High on the right. The left point back to Brown to the corner. Now to Briar Klein. Her three-pointer going to be nothing but net, Briar Klein.
Yeah, Briar Klein, good-looking shot and rhythm.
5 points in the quarter, 13 for the ballgame. Her third three-pointer she's buried. 36-14, Westholms press on and stolen by Proper. Proper. Inside goes to Briar Klein. Her layup is going to be no good, deflected. Got her own rebound, saved it into the hands of Brown. It'll be a held ball. The arrow does stay with West Holmes. They'll keep the basketball.
Jewel Brown in a mix of that again. Somehow, some way, she's always saving West Holmes some possessions.
She's scrappy, and that'll be a timeout for Cambridge. 5:52 to go in the third. 36-14, West Holmes. This is girls' sectional championship basketball on WKLM.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Ball embedded to Avion Yoder. She missed the layup. A rebound was grabbed by Briar Klein, and West Holmes has the ball again. Cross-court pass right corner goes to Greta Rollins. She'll find Brown high on the right. Out top, Briar Klein holds onto it. Back in the corner is Zelina Proper. Her three-pointers up in there going to be off the mark. Rebound is grabbed by Cameron Moore. Cambridge basketball. Moore's pass down to Christ. She'll race it across the timeline. Price drive to the basket. Her layup going to be blocked by Aviana Yoder, but they'll call her for the foul.
That was a perfect opportunity for Aviana Yoder to take a charge right there. She just couldn't resist, tried to jump up and block it.
And as a result, again, got her second personal foul, first team foul, West Holmes. Emma Christ at the foul line. She had 8 points, has 8 points, I should say, so far. Free throw no good. She came in averaging 19 a game and 11 rebounds per contest for the 5'10 senior. Again, over 1,000 points for her career. First free throw, no good. Second free throw is up. That's going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound saved by Chloe Saracen, but throws it away. Stolen by Proper. Proper to the front court. On the left wing, back to Jewel Brown. Inside, Greta Rolts to the corner. Now, Avi on the other. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound over the top of the backboard. Grabbed on the board by Avi on the other. Her putback, no good. Rebound grabbed by Kreis. Bobcats have it. Kreis takes it herself across the timeline. End of the quarter now. Three-pointer by Saracen. No good. Rebound. Grabbed inside by Cadence Haynes. Throws it away, though. Here's Jewel Brown. Brown on the fast break for West Holmes. To the bucket. Her layup going to be blocked. Rebound by Greta Rollins. Her putback is going to be good. Rollins has four. And a timeout on the floor with 4:38 to play in the third. 38-14, Lady Knights. This is sectional championship basketball on WKLM.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Get what you need for your Valentine's Day's dinner all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 3 to 4 ounce lobster tails, $5.98. USDA Choice Boneless Ribeye Steak, $13.98 a pound. USDA Inspected Whole Boneless Pork Loin, $1.88 a pound. USDA Inspected Boneless Pork Chops, $2.79 a pound. And Gerber's Boneless Chicken Tenders for $5.19. Plus, don't forget to order flowers from the Posey Pad Floral Shop by calling 674-6399. Let Rody's IGA and the Posey Pad Floral Shop get you ready for Valentine's Day.
Stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It is brought to you tonight by Palm Marine Hospital, and it'll be Phoenix Price reporting all the area basketball scores for you. And Fulker Press is on by West Holmes. Embedded grab by Moore. Back to Emma Christ. She'll cross the timeline for Cambridge. Price to the left wing. Four and a half to play third quarter. Another corner grab down the far side by Chloe Saracen. She'll back it up now high on the left side. Poke loose on the attempt is another call. Carry that time on Saracen. It'll be a turnover, a 17th on Cambridge.
Yeah, she's got a little idiosyncrasy. She doesn't know she's doing that and carries that ball, just actually turns her hand over.
So West Holmes ball, far side in the backcourt. Inbounded to Zelina Proper. 2-2-1 press on. Now to the front court to Kara McMillan. Dribbles the left wing. Gets the hand off to Proper. Back in the corner now. Grabbed on the far side. The pass goes out top down to Proper. Drive to lane. Her shot high at the last. No good. Rebound. Grabbed by Rory Wilcox. Back in the corner. Three-pointer by Proper. Going to be off the mark. And going after the ball on her missed shot. Rebound grabbed by West Holmes and Maddie Fair, who's in the game now. Here's Wilcox to the foul line. Back to Maddie Fair. Into the corner now. Three-pointer by Kara McMillan. High in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound. Going to be going after it. And going to be held ball. Arrow does stay there with West Holmes.
I'll tell you, those two sophomore wins that just came in for West Holmes, Wilcox and Fair, have shown dividends already at the offensive rebounding.
Very active. Getting in the offensive rebounding next. And I would say it's Arrow pointed the other way. Maybe the Arrow was the wrong direction before, so possession arrow indeed will favor Cambridge. They're going to say now. Inbound against that press. Stolen away by Maddie Fair. Her layup blocked. Rebound by Avion Yoder. Put back no good. And she'll be fouled, so West Holmes gets the steal anyway, and now Avion Yoder is at the foul line.
Yeah, good job, Avion Yoder. 1-for-2 tonight from the charity stride so far.
18th turnover on Cambridge. And second team foul on the Bobcats there. Second personal on Emma Christ. Free throw good by Amy Yoder. She has 6 points. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle. Let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, start by the Starbuck Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of the vehicle as well on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Both free throws are good by Amy Yoder. She has 7 points. Cambridge basketball down 40-14. Pass out top to Christ. Dribbles it to the foul line. Now to the left wing. Price, three-pointer, goes up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound, going to be grabbed by Maddie Fair. West Holmes ball. Here's McMillan on the fast break. McMillan, layup off the last, no good. Rebound, corralled by Emma Christ. She'll take it the other way. Christ to the right block. Her shot up in the air, that's no good. Rebound to Rory Wilcox. Gets the handoff to Maddie Fair. She'll be fouled in the backcourt by Emma Christ. 13 foul Cambridge. Now Christ has her third personal.
This is the tempo that West Holmes wants right here, up and down the court.
And playing fast-paced, star of the Lady Knights is now in. Briar Klein checking back in. And Willie Brown, also the 5'7 junior. Embedded to Briar Klein. 2-1, half-trap. Press defense on. Now Wilcox across the timeline. Back to Briar Klein. Klein to the foul line. Pass out top. Kara McMillan. McMillan runner up there. Going to be no good. Rebound. And put back going to be no good by Lily Brown. Rebound finally grabbed along the baseline. That'll be by Maddie Fair. Three-pointer by Rory Wilcox. Top of the key. That's no good off the glass. Rebound fought for. Going to be tied up. Once again, the arrow this time does point to West Holmes. But they continue to be active on the offensive boards going
yes,
after that bowl.
Absolutely. Maddie Fair's only played a little bit this quarter. She has 3 offensive rebounds already.
Klein's pass goes to the corner now. Three-pointer by Kara McMillan. Going to be good.
Kara McMillan, 3-for-5 from the behind the arc tonight.
11 points. That's a new season high for her. In double figures for the first time this season. Ball knocked loose, stolen away by Lily Brown. Her layup is going to be no good. Missed the layup, rebound batted out of bounds by Emma Christ, but West Holmes should keep the basketball here. 2:21 to play in the third. West Holmes has opened up now a 43-14 advantage. Just 2 points in the quarter so far for Cambridge. And that was after they scored just 3 points in the second quarter. Now they're going to get Cambridge the basketball. I thought that was West Holmes' ball.
But that's what I thought as well. Cambridge, I think, what, scored the first 2 points of this quarter, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Then since then, and we hammer more with the basketball. Gets a pass down the left wing over to Chloe Saracen. She'll throw it away. Stolen by Kara McMillan. McMillan to the basket. Her layup off the last is no good. Rebound put back, no good. But a foul called on the putback. That was by Maddie Fair. And she'll step to the foul line.
Maddie
fair. 4 offensive rebounds, 1 defensive rebound this quarter.
And at the 14th foul on Cambridge. Second personal on Bryn Eubanks. Yeah, it's been contagious. His offensive rebounds. That free throw good by Maddie Fair. Her first point tonight. 44-14, West Holmes. Second free throw, that's going to miss everything. It'll be Cambridge basketball. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. The player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Cambridge basketball, under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Cameron Moore out top. Being hounded on the right side. And now a foul called out top, I believe, Lily Brown. Second team foul, West Holmes. Brown has her first.
You just had two freshman guards guarding each other and playing against each other, Cameron Moore and Mari Patterson, and both of them look very, very good for freshmen.
Patterson, you mentioned 5'3", freshman for West Holmes. Abby Saracen to inbound it. Now to Emma Christ on the right wing. Christ to the corner, to the baseline. Her layup going to be no good, but she drew a foul on the back-pedaling Karen McMillan. 13th foul, West Holmes. McMillan has her third.
Yeah, if McMillan was to held her ground instead of going sideways, she might have got a charge right there.
Emma Christ at the foul line. She has 8 points. That free throw is up. It is going to be no good on the first attempt. Matt Crayle inside Don Hall. Girls Division 4 sectional championship basketball from West Holmes. That free throw up going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound to the floor. Grabbed by... Finally, a held ball. Nobody could kind of pick it up. Finally, held ball error does point to Cambridge.
40-point game. You got girls dive on the floor. That's great.
Still playing hard.
Absolutely.
Saracen to win, Madden. Pass to Christ, back to Saracen. Now to Christ with it high on the left. Christ to the foul circle. Down to the lane. Her shot can be up. No good. Drew holds the foul, though, does Emma Christ, and she'll step to the charity stripe.
Yeah, she's got a way of drawing that foul and getting to the free throw line. She's been to charity stripe so far 8 times tonight.
She's had a knack for it. She's had trouble knocking down those free throws, but does have the points. That free throw, no good there. 1:32 to play in the third. Winner plays either Indian Valley or Philo. Last we saw, Philo had the lead in the third quarter. Second free throw, no good. Rebound put back by Saracen, no good, and she's going to be fouled. So Chloe Saracen to the foul line. Well, the 5'7 senior.
That's Cambridge's fourth offensive rebound this quarter. Second chance points.
That free throw up going to be good. She will make the free throw. First point tonight for Saracen. Second free throw's up. That's going to be good. 44-16 West Holmes. They had the ball. 1.5 to play, third quarter. Lady Knights ball. Mari Patterson to the front court to McMillan. To the corner to Rory Wilcox. Steps inside to Lily Brown. Out top to McMillan. Into the corner drive to the basket by Maddie Fair. Her layup no good. Hits her on rebound. Put back by Fair. Is going to be good.
Another offensive rebound from Maddie Fair. Her fifth.
She has 3 points all coming in this quarter. Here's Christ. Runner by Christ up in the air. She'll knock it down.
Boy, tough shot by Christ. Was able to knock it down.
10 points for her. 46-18 West Holmes. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Rory Wilcox, a three-pointer up in the air, going to be knocked down that time by the left-hander. Wilcox, her first points tonight. 49-18, Lady Knights. 38 seconds to play. Cambridge ball. Cameron Moore spins around to the right wing. Gets a handoff. Three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be no good by Saracen. Rebound goes to Kara McMillan. Dribbles away from the defense. Takes it herself across the timeline. 20 seconds to go in the third. Out top to Mari Patterson. Back in the corner, Rory Wilcox. Her three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound goes to Saracen. 12 seconds. Saracen is going to be fouled in the backcourt. The 14th foul on West Holmes.
Yeah, they're going to be shooting two.
Should see the 15th foul, rather. As you mentioned, double bonus with 11.7 seconds to play. Saracen just buried a couple free throws. She'll be at the foul line again. 49-18, Lady Knights. That free throw's up. That's going to be no good. West Holmes came in at 11-11. Cambridge 6-16. That free throw up going to be good. Saracen splitting the pair. Inbounded to Maury Patterson. Final 10 seconds of the third. Patterson's pass to Wilcox. To the corner now, McMillan. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down. McMillan. As the third quarter comes to a close, what a night by Kara McMillan. Adding to her season high with 14 points, 52-19 West Holmes through three quarters. This is sectional championship basketball on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
West Holmes outscoring Cambridge 21-7 in that third quarter. Lady Knights ball to begin the fourth quarter of play. Briar Klein's pass goes cross-court to Joel Brown. To the corner now to Greta Rellis. Inside to Aviani Utter, but she throws it away. Turnover on West Holmes. Cameron Moore now has it for Cambridge across the midcourt line. Moore to the right wing. Gets a pass off near corner to Chloe Saracen. Saracen scoop shot off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Aviani Utter. West Holmes ball. Here's Proper with it across the timeline. Ball pass. Nice look inside to Rawls. She'll lay it up and in.
That's what you get for running the court, Greta Rawls. Way to run the court. Nice look.
6 points for Rawls off the assist from Proper. 54-19 West Holmes. Cambridge basketball here in the fourth. Cameron Moore. Drive. Lane. Her layup going to be no good. Rebound goes to Briar Klein. Proper has it for West Holmes. Long pass inside goes off the hands of Rawls out of bounds. That'll be a turnover on West Holmes. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. West Holmes 4 for 11 from 3-point distance. Cambridge 0 for 2. West Holmes 2 for 15 from 2-point range in the third. Cambridge 2 for 4 for 50%. West Holmes 5 of 6 from the foul line. Cambridge 3 for 10 for 30% in that third quarter. West Holmes also out rebounding Cambridge 23-12. 9 turnovers for Cambridge, 1 for West Holmes. Cambridge basketball in the fourth. And on the left wing, Grayson Keenum. Out top now to Eubanks, but instead held onto it. Gets called for traveling as a result. And that'll be the 21st Cambridge turnover.
Yeah, West Holmes still playing that really good half-court defense and still concentrating on shutting down Kreis.
Pass to the corner goes to Briar Klein. Her three-pointer going to be nothing but net. 16 points, Briar Klein. West Holmes knocking down those three-pointers this evening. 57-19 Lady Knights. Cambridge ball inside the Kreis. Goes up with it, goes back down with it, and that'll be a travel.
That was good defense by Aviana Yoder and Greta Rollins. Just both stayed vertical right there and just kept hands straight up in the air.
That'll earn some bench players to get a chance to get in here. Line change for West Holmes as Rory Wilcox back out there, as well as Maddie Fair and Lily Brown checking in. Maury Patterson and Kara McMillan. That pass goes over the head of Kara McMillan in the bounds. There'll be a turnover. West Holmes now has 9 of those tonight. All West Holmes, a 57-19 advantage. Now running clock into effect. Again, looking to move on to the district semifinals next Wednesday against either Indian Valley or Philo. Pass on the right wing goes to Chloe Saracen. Double team in the right block. Shot by Saracen. Going to be off the glass. No good. Rebound put back is good by Emma Kreis. Kreis has 12. 57-21 West Holmes. They have the ball. Patterson, the freshman, to the front court. Around the foul line. Batted away. Out top and stolen by Cameron Moore. Moore to the bucket. Her pass to be actually shot. An attempt to be knocked out of bounds by Patterson, but to be called a foul. And that'll be the first team foul, West Holmes in the fourth.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cameron Moore, for being a freshman for Cambridge, has played the whole game, and she's done a pretty darn good job.
She has. And 6 points in all for Cameron Moore. Trying to handle that West Holmes pressure defense. 5'3 freshman guard gets set to line up this free throw attempt. That's going to be no good. Find the perfect gift for Valentine's Day. That's tomorrow, by the way, folks, at the jewelry store with their selection of sterling silver or gold jewelry, along with a necklace or diamond earrings. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Second free throw good by Moore. She has 7 points. West Holmes ball, a 57-22 lead, midway mark of the fourth quarter. Patterson's handoff goes to Wilcox, back out top. And McMillan dumps it inside now to Lily Brown. Lost it on the floor. Grabbed by McMillan. McMillan shot left hand block. Got her own rebound though. Dribbles back out top. Cross court pass deflected and knocked to the floor. Stolen by Grayson Kenham. Kenham to the front court. To the baseline. Clinton layup going to be blocked out of bounds. West Holmes will keep Cambridge basketball rather. A 3-4 to go.
Another line change coming.
Indeed there will be. West Holmes getting some more players in. Tiana Troyer in, 5'5 senior, checking in the game. Also out there is Rowan Halasek, 5'3 junior. And I believe that Cassidy Halasek, 5'3 junior. Running clock, 3:17 in counting. Embedded, just a Chrysler layup, going to be no good, but draws the foul inside. That'll be on Ella Willard. Through that foul. And now Christ to the foul line.
Still had three girls on or was able to still catch the ball and then get the ball up in the air.
So quick and, as you mentioned, strong. Free throw going to be no good. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Fedonink player of the game as that player receives a free t-shirt courtesy of Fedonink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. That free throw up by Christ, no good. Missed them both. Rebound will be around near side by Hannah Troyer. West Holmes ball. 2.5 to play. Cross court pass to be grabbed. Back out top. Into the hands now of Cassidy Holosek. She'll find Mari Patterson. Now the dribble. Cross court pass left side. Three-pointer up there going to be good by Rowan Holosek. Pull out a two-pointer. Her foot was on the line. But she buried it. Rowan Holosek, her first 2 points of the game. 59-22 West Holmes. 2 minutes to play. Cameron Moore's pass goes right wing. Three-pointer by Chloe Saracen. Way off the mark. Rebound going to be grabbed by Emma Christ to the corner. Going to be a foul called on West Holmes. Their 13th foul of the fourth. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Pomeranian Hospital. Phoenix Price reporting on the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight.
Game number 21, Kristen Ayers.
Kristen Ayers, 5'8", freshman in for Cambridge. Emma Christ is out, horse sole finisher. Outstanding career for Cambridge. Again, over 1,000 points for her career. West Holmes ball. Here's Ella Willard to the corner. Now to Mari Patterson. Patterson to the foul line. Back to the corner now. Holosek dumps it inside and stolen. 1 minute to go. Cameron Moore on the fast break. Moore to the lane. Her layup off the last is good.
Well, you're going to be hearing some things about Cameron Moore in the future.
She can play, no doubt about it. 49 seconds in counting. Inside goes to Hannah Troyer. Troyer.
Oh, good step through.
Will move. Her shot no good. Rebound going to be knocked in the hands of Kristen Ayers. It'll be tied up after that. 35 seconds to count. Arrow points to Cambridge. West Holmes will move it over the 500 mark at 12-11 with this victory. Moore dribbles it. Takes it to the right point. It's the handoff to your side. Over to Tania Andrews. Dumps inside of all deflected. He ain't going to be out of bounds. Back over to West Holmes with the basketball. And looked like the Indian Valley came back and won that game 30-27 over Philo. So West Holmes gets the win tonight by the final margin of 59-24. And it looks like West Holmes will indeed be playing in Indian Valley. They were down. They came back and got that win. They'll take on the Lady Braves next Wednesday in the district semifinals. West Holmes now goes to 12-11. They've won three in a row. Cambridge will drop to 6-17. They've now lost two straight in six at the last seven contests. West Holmes captures the girls' Division IV sectional title. They win it 59-24 over Cambridge to move on to next Wednesday's district semifinals against Indian Valley. Back after this on WKLM.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Looking to boost your career or gain new skills? Buckeye Career Center has two exciting new adult education courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. Whether you are a newcomer or a current worker looking to advance, these hands-on courses will prepare you for in-demand jobs in the Tuscarawas Valley. Call 330-339-2288 or visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to register today. Did you know that BCC offers grant funding towards earning your CDL? Start your journey to a high-paying career with financial assistance.
At Pomerene Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerene is just around the corner. Find a location at PomereneHospital.org.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
It is the final girls Division IV sectional championship basketball from the dungeon. West Holmes gets the win 59-24 over Cambridge. West Holmes led 15-9 after one. They outscored the Lady Bobcats 16-3 in the second quarter and never looked back from there as West Holmes led 31-12 at halftime, outscoring Cambridge 21-7 in the third. And West Holmes opened up a 52-19 lead to three, and they win the game 59-24 over the Lady Bobcats. For West Holmes, they had two players in double figures. Briar Klein led the way. As for Klein, in double figures for the 14th time on the season, she was 3 points away from tying her season high. Klein was 4-for-7 from downtown, 1-for-7 from two-point range, and 2-for-2 from the foul line. Briar Klein had 16 points on the night for her. Also double figures was Kara McMillan, a new season high for Kara. As for McMillan, she would finish up going 4-for-6 from downtown, 1-for-4 from two-point range. Kara McMillan, again, new season high, 14 points, and that's the first time she's been in double figures all season long. Also scoring for West Holmes, 7 points for Ava Yonioter, 6 points for Greta Wallace tonight, also 6 for Selena Proper. 3 points scored by Maddie Fair, and 2 points for Joel Brown. Also 2 points scored by Rowan Halisak, and 3 for Rory Wilcox. Rounded out the West Holmes total of 59. For Cambridge, they had one player in double figures. That was Emma Christ. She had the work for it, though, as Christ was 0-for-3 on three-point tries and also 5-for-13 from two-point range and 2-for-12 for the foul line. Emma Christ had 12 points. Cameron Moore, the freshman point guard, just missing double figures. Moore was 2-for-3 from beyond the arc, 1-for-3 from two-point range, and 1-for-2 for the foul line. Cameron Moore had 9 points. Also, 3 points scored by Chloe Saracen. rounded out the Cambridge total of 24 points. Final score tonight, West Holmes 9 and Cambridge 24. Now with the final team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. From behind the arc, Cambridge 2 of 10 for 20%. West Holmes 11 of 28, 39%. Two-point field goals, Cambridge 6 of 22 for 27%. West Holmes 9 of 36 for 25%. From the charity stripe, Cambridge 6 of 18, 33%. West Holmes 8 of 10 for 80%. Total rebounds, West Holmes wins that, 51 to Cambridge 30. And total turnovers, Cambridge 24, West Holmes with 12.
Leading the way, individually rebounding for West Holmes, Briar Klein, a big night for her. She had three offensive rebounds and finished up with the total of 11 rebounds in all for Briar Klein. Double-double for Klein, 16 points and 11 boards. Also, Aviana Yoder, she finished up with six offensive rebounds, seven boards in all for the game, and also six rebounds for Joel Brown. She had five on the offensive end. And six rebounds also for Maddie Fair. She had five offensive. And for Cambridge leading the way, it was Emma Christ. Christ finished up with eight rebounds, four on the offensive end for her, and also four rebounds for Cameron Moore. Three boards apiece for Chloe Saracen and Bryn Eubanks. West holds the win, 59-24. They will indeed take on Indian Valley, who got a three-point win over Philo. They'll take on them next Wednesday, February 19th, 7 o'clock at a neutral site in the district semifinals. Don Hall alongside, and really a complete performance for West Holmes this evening.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what they needed to do, come out here and play the West Holmes Lady Night basketball, and they did that from the opening tip with the defense to the final end, and then and just the offensive rebound, but the magnitude of the offensive rebounds that they received tonight from everybody was just incredible.
Yeah, just the active pace throughout West Holmes here, and the effort, I'd like to see that just a collectively, as you talked about here, and able to get those second chances and cash in on them and really knocking down these outside shots. That's also good to see, confidently taking those shots.
Yeah, I believe there was four or five different West Holmes Lady Knights that was able to knock down something behind the arc tonight, and Karen McMillan was one of those. I think she went 4 for 6 tonight from behind the arc, and that's just another arsenal thing that West Holmes has now.
Karen McMillan will be our third and eighth player of the game and get a new season high, 14 points. We've seen that coming on throughout the season. Of course, very active throughout the year, but more and more confident on the offensive end. As you talked about, just another weapon for this West Holmes
it
team.
It is. If you're sitting here scouting West Holmes, you know about Briar Klein. You know about Aviana Yoder. And you know Zelina Prober can shoot it too. And Jewel Brown has been there. Greta Rollins has been there. Well, you had somebody else in there now with Karen McMillan because she can score the ball. And if she would have made some of her little either. She missed, and I'll she'd be the first one to tell you that she's missed a couple shots inside, bunny shots is what we call them, and that she could have had even more points, but she'll rectify that, and she'll come back even better next game.
And the bottom line is West Holmes another win here, Don, and playing great basketball, as we're talking about, another great opportunity next Wednesday against Indian Valley.
Yeah, Indian Valley, once again, they play in the IVC, and they're going to come out. I'll guarantee they're going to play hard. And if I'm not mistaken, I think West Holmes scrimmaged Indian Valley earlier this year, so both teams, I'm sure, have changed since. Since then, but we'll figure out next game exactly who has made the best progress.
Absolutely. So we'll see what happens with that. Meanwhile, getting West Holmes to win tonight. As I mentioned before, Kara McMillan, our threat and eighth player of the game. West Holmes, the 59-24 win gives them 12 wins on the year, 11 losses. They won three straight. As we mentioned before, they'll take on Indian Valley, the 7th seed in the district semifinals next Wednesday, 7 o'clock at a neutral site. Cambridge, the 12th seed, they'll end their season with a record of 6-17. They've lost two straight in six of their last seven that closed out the season. For us, of course, tomorrow night we'll have boys high school basketball. Highland is at Lexington, airtime on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com right around 7 o'clock for that. And also boys basketball tomorrow night, we'll have two games coming away with Mansfield Senior at West Holmes. That'll be on YouTube and Stream 2, airtime right around 6:35 for that contest. That'll wrap things up for us. We do want to thank our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications, Aiden Garbrandt, as well as Owen Garbrandt, allowing us to bring you the live stream coverage for the season. And also thanks to Phoenix Price back at the studio. For Don Hall, I'm Matt Roy. Again, the final score in girls Division 4 sectional championship basketball from the Dungeon. West Holmes gets the win 59-24 over Cambridge to move on to next Wednesday's district semifinals. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.